You are about listening to God's message from Prophet and Evangelist Akinbiyi Mark, the General Overseer of Christ Power Evangelical Crusade International. He is ordained to preach the undiluted words of God for salvation, transformation, restoration, and reshaping of altered destiny, for positive change towards God, and leading the hopeless back to the cross. Expect your miracle as you listen to this message.
And the power that is preparing to journey with you this year,
the fire,
send it back from you. I want us to be seated with our eyes closed and with our open mind. Let not our heart wander anywhere tonight. Raise your hands with your eyes closed, please. Because God will do you a good thing today. And anywhere you find yourself on earth, your star will help benefactors. Close your eyes and lift your hands. And as you lift your hands, and there are three things that will happen to you in this service.
Number one,
the first,
the
hands you have lifted,
and
will never fail again.
Number two,
the second, everywhere your benefits are hanging,
Holy Ghost fire
get it for you.
Number three,
the third,
gbogbo alaifa seyin,
all the dreams of retrogression,
bo ti sami jelegbe alaifa chukaba wa gbe owo esoke.
Now lift your hands.
E kan soso la nlo,
we are going just once.
Wa si bo aso ibanuje lorun,
and they will remove the garment of sorrow from you.
And to ba gba be,
and if you so believe, raise your hands please.
Ki gbe le kan soso,
and you shout once.
Gbese ope mi po mi o le santa choose my si be si be. Mo se wa ti mo le se baba la mi e ma se e ka se so ni lai ti na to ba wa se mi ko bi o so bi a ri wa ba se to ni ma ju ko si ba si ba.
They have removed but a few.
If
your voice could be loud, raise your hands and let's go once more.
Lo se won ti mo le se baba baba la mu e ma se o mo lo gege je to joko ti ojile 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 ah juba o si ba. Eje mi se won ti mo le se baba baba la mi e ma se o
oku akan soso lo mu oke
pe mi po super o si be eje mi se won ti baba baba la puta e ma se o
baba
agbe owo wa soke si o
baba we lift our hands unto you
tori ko se to dabi
but there is none like you
titi di sin
you now
iwo ni olorun
you remain God
baba pope wa
father accept our thanks
titi gbogbo awon ayan fe to wa ni bi loni
And for saying that here today,
bí àmì wọn ti ń rinlẹ̀,
as they say wedi amen,
ṣí ọ̀run fún wọn,
open heaven for their sake.
Láti January wọ December,
from January to December
31st, kí ayé ẹ kó wà lábẹ́ ọ̀run ṣíṣí,
may your life dwell under open heaven. I want you to lift your hands higher than your neighbors. And in the short message that we will go through today and next Tuesday, is such that your life desires, if at all you will live indelible mark before you depart from the world. I want you to lift your hands now. In the midst of the crowd, and we have leaders. And the leaders will not manifest until there is rain of favor. Among those who work, it is only one that will reap the reward. But the reaper of the rewards of other laborers will not manifest without the rainfall of favor. I pray, you will never be a slave to other siblings. Shout louder than the person next to you. Raise your hands very well, beloved. What favor does is to separate people. And to separate the elder from the younger ones. And to separate the two friends. And favor works like a sword. And in order to separate some from among the crowd, there are seven people in this service today. If only they can pray. Before January ending, they will be asking from them, did I just arrive this world? If you are among the seven people on your feet, raise your hands and shout, the ceaseless rain of favor. God said seven people. Be seated, please. Be seated. Just spread your hands up. And the rain will begin to fall. And that is all.
Ojo jure tiki da.
Ceaseless rain of favor.
Rọle mi lori.
Fall on me.
Lori jo wa pe Jesu bi ara ni bi to. Je ki ojo jure tiki da se rara. Rọle ori mi. Remi tasho tasho. Manrika poshata la baraka po. Rendelebo sheteli makatarika poliama. Jojure tiki dase. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Olufe ma gba sori e ma jore. Jeko ma ro si e lowo latowo de ete akene etlese. Jeko re gbogbo aso ni bi to joko si. Jeki ojoju rere o pa ni aparo. Jeko ma wonu aso, jeko ma wonu omi ara ateje. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oluwawa.
Amen.
Baba.
Father.
Nibi tan gba wa soke si.
Where they are lifting their hands.
Ogbe ni to ti re ko to kuro ni bi ise.
Everyone that was tired before leaving work.
Eti esu le lo lati fi pa won layo.
Which enemies could use in order to defeat them.
Lenu esa mi gba opin na nibi to.
See the strength of fire. I am saying to you, by reason of anointing of Jesus Christ, favor will separate you. Enough of your trouble, and the favor replace it. Glory be to Jesus. Welcome your neighbor to this special night.
Look for. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Me monitor boya wa sha.
I don't know the person. Perhaps you say
amen.
The Lord said I should tell you that.
Ayo e to sha ko lo.
And your joy has wandered away.
O ti pada.
O return.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Me mo boya wo ni.
I don't know whether you are the one.
Oluwa ni ko na wa mejeje ni bi to ba wa.
And the Lord says you lift your two hands where you are.
Agbada ogun etan tin lo lato modu kan.
Your garment of glory that others have been using. Shall be
the ban kan ni bi to wa.
Receive it back where you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh my God. Oluwa ni enikan wa nbe.
The Lord says there's someone here.
Nibi to wa.
Where you are.
Won ni omo nu e ti ku hospital.
And you were told that the fetus in your womb is dead in the hospital.
Oluwa ni pada lo check lola.
And God said you should go back for a check up tomorrow.
O ti ji pada.
And the fetus has come
Thank
back to
Father.
Life. Thank you,
oh
Lord.
My God, me mo boya wo ni.
I don't know whether you are the one.
Ni gbogbo bi to ba wo.
Everywhere you enter.
Ami to le me yo wo ranwo wa.
The mark upon you will magnetize benefactors.
Oh my scanto sendere kamboka. No way wa.
Raise your hands please.
Ojo sin ro.
Rain is still falling.
Oh my God. Shele kan si. Oluwa shele kasi kalaye ma pe wa la ba wa shele kasi o ba se feran re to ni anti mi so
shele kasi
oluwa
shele kasi
kalaye ma pe wa la ba Oh, she penija lan ka so so po ro.
Sele kosi. Sele kosi.
Kala ye. Re la ba ba.
Sele kosi.
Look for.
Look ori kerin.
Look for.
Irere look ori kerin.
Verse 24.
Esa ikan le logun.
To 27.
Today, Katadinogbon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Look for.
Here, look, what you can say. Today, Katadinogbon.
Also, we pay. Look for 24 to
27. And he said.
Lord, turn him away from him.
Verily I say unto you,
no
prophet is accepted in his own country.
But I
tell you of a truth.
And
many widows were in Israel in
the days of Elijah.
When the heavens were shut off 3 years and 6 months.
And
when the famine was throughout all the land. Unto none of them was Elijah said,
I said
unto
Sidon,
a city of Sidon.
Verse 27.
And many lepers were in Israel
in
the time of Elijah,
the
prophet, and none of them was
cleansed.
Saving Naaman,
Syrian. Obinrin pupo lo po ani ijo Christ power.
And we have many women in Christ power ministry.
So I go one won am see.
Truly you are the one I'm saying.
Laarin obinrin ijo aye e yo dide me. Okunrin pupo lo po nbi.
We have many
Mo so tele.
I professor.
Ni odun yi.
This year.
Ojure yo gbe e dide pa.
Favors shall lift you again.
Psalm 102.
Oyin Davidi eri ori keji le logorun.
Psalm 102 verse 13.
Oyin Davidi ori keji le logorun ese iketala.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 102.
Oyin Davidi ori keji le logorun
verse 13.
Ese iketala.
Iwo o dide.
Thou shalt arise.
Ìwọ yóò ṣàánú fún Sion.
And have mercy upon Zion.
Torí ìgbà.
For the time.
Àti ṣe ojú rere sí.
To favor her.
Nítòótọ́.
Yeah.
Àkókò náà dé.
The third time is
come. Ẹ̀yin mélòó ni àkókò ojú rere yín dé?
How many of you that your time of favor
is come? Kí gbogbo ẹ̀rọ kí gbogbo àdúgbò ìwà àkókò náà dé?
The time has come.
Gbẹ̀lẹ́ mẹ́ta jùbá ẹ lọ olùfọ́. So a lè rí nǹkan mú jáde nínú àwọn àkúnní àwọn passage.
And we can at least see some points from these passages.
Ìkíni pé ojú rere kì í ṣe fún gbogbo ènìyàn.
And the first is favor is not meant for all.
Ní ẹ̀tọ́ bí Tolu sọ fún Mose.
And that's why God told Moses.
Níwe Romans 9:15-16.
In Romans chapter 9. And verses 15 and 16.
Olèmi yóò ṣàánú fún àwọn tèmi bá fẹ́
ṣàánú. I will have mercy unto those I will show mercy.
Èmi yóò sì ṣe ìyọnu.
And I will be compassionate.
Fún àwọn tí mo fẹ́ ṣe ìyọnu
fún. On those I will have compassion.
Lálẹ́ mo fẹ́ kó o la ẹnu ẹ̀ má jẹ́ kí èso ó tiẹ̀
lẹ́nu.
Kí pé pé ẹ ṣàánú fún mi.
I shout and say have mercy on me.
Ẹ ṣe ìyọnu sí mi.
I have compassion.
Ìyàwó ẹ̀ àárín èrò ni ó ní ẹni tí wọ́n fẹ́ mú. Kí pé bẹ́ẹ̀ mẹ́ta bẹ́ẹ̀. Number 3 ẹ̀kọ́ tamujade inú ẹ̀kọ́ ẹni pé.
And the third point that we can elicit is.
Ojú rere.
Favour.
Ó ní àkókò.
Is timely.
So àkókò tèmi nìyí.
And this is my own time.
So ó ní àkókò.
So it has its own time.
Number 4.
The fourth point.
Ọlọ́run a máa ṣèyọnú bó ti wù ú.
Our God can have compassion as he is pleased.
Then number 5.
And the fifth point.
Ojú rere ni iṣẹ́.
Favor has the role.
Iṣẹ́ tó ń wọ, iṣẹ́ tó ń fà.
It has its own duty that attracts it.
Ojú rere kì í ṣàìlé wá ẹ̀yà yẹn fẹ́.
Favor does not just come by accident.
And number 6.
And the sixth.
Ojú rere ní àǹfààní.
And favor has the benefit.
Àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ tá a lè mú jáde nínú àwọn kan wọ̀nyí ṣó ṣe pàtàkì.
So the point that we can elicit from this and the seventh point.
Nígbà tí ojú rere bá dé.
So when favor comes.
Ìṣòro tán.
And problems will end.
Ẹ̀yin kan wà lálẹ́.
There are some tonight.
Kí ṣe gbogbo ẹ̀yẹn ni mo wá bí ìfún olùfẹ́.
I have not come for all.
Torí Bible wípé nígbà yẹn Elijah.
And the time of Elijah.
Elijah ní òdìdé torí gbogbo ènìyàn.
Elijah did not rise
for the sake of all.
But for the sake of a woman, the widow at Sarepta.
Tó o bá ti ṣáájú ẹni tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ ìdìdé wàá dìde ní ojú ìsà. Kí ni pé màá dìde lọ́dún yìí? Sọ pẹ̀lú ìgboyà.
I will be lifted this year.
Sọ pẹ̀lú ìgboyà. Sọ́nà akẹ́sọ́sọ́lù. Ojú rere number 8.
And favor.
Odidi ìṣẹ̀dá ẹ̀rùn ìṣẹ̀dá ọ̀run ni.
And it is an outstanding creature of heaven.
Odidi ẹ̀mí ni.
Is a spirit.
Tó bá ti dàpọ̀ mọ́ ẹ.
At the moment it mingles with you.
Ó parí.
And that is all.
So mo fẹ́ kó yàwó ẹ̀ báyìí.
So I want to raise your
hand. Gbogbo tí n bá ń ṣe lálẹ́ ni kò máa ṣe torí
gbogbo ohun tí mo ṣe. Whenever I ask to do tonight, do it because I know what I'm saying.
Ntí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ṣe náà, èmi sọ ṣe pàtàkì sí
ẹ̀. What is your God is doing through me is so important to you. Shout.
Ìṣẹ̀dá ojú rere dàpọ̀ mọ́ mi.
The creature of favor mingle with my life.
Oh, báyẹn kan wàá náwó bí ìgbà tí nǹkan fẹ́ wọnú ẹ̀.
Raise your hand as if someone wants to enter your life.
Kígbe pẹ̀lú ìtara. Odidi ẹ̀mí ni. Kígbe lẹ́ẹ̀kan ṣoṣo. So odidi ẹ̀mí ni ìṣẹ̀dá náà.
And the creature is an outstanding spirit.
And tó bá ti wọnú ayé ènìyàn.
At the moment it enters into one's life.
Ó parí.
And that is all.
Ó parí. Báolùfẹ́.
Listen, beloved.
Kò sí tó dàbí kí ènìyàn má yọ̀lẹ.
And there's nothing as good as for man as for one not to be lazy.
Kò sí tó dàbí kí ènìyàn má ṣiṣẹ́ takuntakun.
There's nothing as important as one to work hard.
Ibi Bible pé ẹnikẹ́ni tí ò bá ti ṣe má jẹ́ kó jẹun.
And even the Bible says that whoever does not work should not eat.
Bible pé iṣẹ́ láìní iṣẹ́ ìgbàgbọ́ láìní iṣẹ́ òkú ni.
And the Bible says that faith without work is dead.
Báyìí pé ká iṣẹ́ rẹ lé Olúwa lọ́wọ́, ó fìdí ronú ẹ̀ ká lọ.
Cast upon the Lord your work, your thoughts have been established. But listen to the truth.
Iṣẹ́ kìí gbé ni dìde.
And work or labor will never cause your breakthrough.
Iṣẹ́ yóò fún ẹ lóúnjẹ.
And your work or your labor will only afford your food.
Yóò sì bọ aṣọ sí ẹ lọ́wọ́.
And will cloth you.
But kò sọ ẹ́ di ohunkóhun.
But it will not turn you to anything important.
But
lazy.
Àfi nígbà tí ojú rere bá wọ dé.
And when favor comes.
ìtọrọjẹ a sì dópin.
Begging will end.
Wọ́n rán mi sí ẹ.
I am sent to you.
Mi ìwà bí lásán lálẹ́ pẹ̀lú agbára Ọlọ́run ni mo wá bí.
I did not just come ordinarily, but I came with the
power of God. Ojúre tí ó fòpin sí ìṣàlẹ̀ jẹ.
Favor that will put an end to pecking of ground.
Ó wọnú ayé ẹ ló.
Enter your life.
But nígbà tí ojúre bá dé olùfẹ́.
Listen, when favor comes, beloved.
Ìdààmú yóò kọ́kọ́ dópin.
Our trouble will end.
Torí níṣe ni ojúrere yóò máa tì ẹ́.
Because favor will be pushing you.
Bí ìgbà tí ènìyàn ṣe ẹ̀mú ọtí yóò ṣe ni yóò máa tì, gbogbo ibi tí yóò máa tì ẹ́ sí, gbogbo ibi ilẹ̀ ẹni àti ibi ògo ẹ̀.
It will be pushing you as if you are intoxicated to all your land of glory.
Nígbà tí ẹni bá dá wọnú ayé ẹ̀.
So when that spirit enters your life,
ó ṣe ń mú kankan.
And it will seem as if you are intoxicated and it will be pushing you.
Bó ṣe ń tì ẹ́ kò ní tì ẹ́ lu búburú bí kì í ṣe pé. Ìrànlọ́wọ́ olóore àyànmọ́ ìgbédìde alájà.
As it pushes you, it will not push you into any calamity but into your breakthrough, into your benefactor and all the goodies in your life.
Wọ́n máa bí ẹ pé kí ló ṣe tó fi ń ríru eléyìí.
And you will wonder and be crying from your life, what have you done to deserve all this
good? Wọ́n máa bí ẹ lé lọ́wọ́ síṣẹ́ yìí.
And you be crying, after all, you did not partake in this labor.
Kí ló dé tí wọ́n ń pín èrè fún ẹ?
Why is it that you partake in the sharing of the reward?
Oh, bá wọn bẹ̀rẹ̀ ń pàtó
struggle pẹ̀lú ẹ. When they were struggling to do it. Why is it that when they are about to accomplish it, and that is when they invited you?
Oh, pray for woman nígbà tó wà nínú ìṣòro ẹ.
And you never pray for that for the woman when she was in her problem.
Why nígbà tí ogun ayé wa ku orí ọ̀fẹ́ nìkan?
And why is it that when the problem of her life remains the sharing of
grace? Ó ṣe wá ní ọ̀dọ̀ ẹni wọ́n tì wá.
That she was pushed to you.
Agbára ojúre lele.
And that is.
Wọ́n rán mi sí ẹ.
The ministry of favor.
Ìbùkún ẹ pọ̀ ju iṣẹ́ ẹ lọ lọ́dún. O sami, o sami.
Whether you say amen or not.
Ere, ere. O pọ̀ ju iṣẹ́ ẹ lọ lọ́dún.
You surpass your labor.
But nígbà tí ojúre bá dé olùfẹ́.
And listen, when favor comes, beloved.
Ayé ẹ yóò ran ìran tó wà.
And your life will affect your generation.
Àti ìran tó ń bọ̀.
And the incoming generations.
So mo tó fẹ́ béèrè olùfẹ́.
So know what you are going to ask for, beloved.
Tójúre bá dàpọ̀ mọ́ ẹ.
When favor mingles with you.
Ayé ẹ yóò ran ìran tó kọ́kọ́ wà yìí.
And your life will first of all affect your present generation. And also affect the generation yet to come.
1 Kings 17 verse 8 to 16.
And 1 Kings 17 verses 8 to 16.
O ni oro po Sarafati.
And that is the case of the widow of Sarafat.
O ku oni iran yen olufe. Iran won woli.
And he left that generation of the prophet.
O tun wa si iran o New Testament.
And it also appears in the New Testament.
But Jesus tun na ti obirin na.
And Jesus even remembered that woman.
O tun so Luke 4.
And he said in Luke chapter 4. That in the time of Elijah, when heaven was closed, that there was no rain, but there was a woman that obtained favor. And the pot of her flower was
rather
filling up daily. And his cup of oil,
a cup of oil
was not for one day, one dry. And the life of that woman affected a generation in Old
Testament.
And it became a reference point for the generation of New Testament. And that woman's life left the generation of Christ. And it also affected this end time generation.
So
in the life of that woman,
and
we are learning some points today. And when people like and the prophet will come to this message in Luke chapter 4 and repeat it again. And because of the favor that a widow obtained, and a Syrian that was not a seed of Abraham, that was not under the covenant, but of the obtained a mercy.
Aye, what's it, right.
And their life affected generations upon generations. And this year you are not just working for yourself. But the world that will affect the incoming generations.
I mean the Kerejumba Daloni.
This amen is good.
The God that will affect
generations
upon.
And the life that will affect 5-6 generations.
Ó ṣe ṣàmìlá, ayé ẹ yóò gbé ayé náà.
And your life will be the world.
So,
And when favor comes, beloved, and you will not even know the reason or the cause of your wealth. As some people know the source of their food, they know that without salary they will not eat. But when favor comes, and you'll be increasing, and you don't know the secret behind it. And you don't know the secret. And you realize that your life is just transformed. The people will be inquiring from you, what is it you have done? That things are like this for you. And your response will always be, you don't understand. I don't understand. That woman has suffered, did not understand. And Naaman did not understand. As he only realized that he entered the pool of Jordan and came out, and he was made old. There are some here. What my God will do this month. By reason of anointing, speak authority to your life today. Hear the word of God. From the front to the right. Oh my God will do this month. Whether you like it or not, you will not know the cause of it. Irresistible. The creature of favor, mingle with me. This creature of favor, mingle with me. Our favor is more than possessions. Possessions like cars, mansions, and all sorts. Favor is more than that. Tell the devil to send the creature of favor to you and not give you money. Money will seek you on its own accord. Listen, beloved. And those who possess money or who are rich, they buy cars. Whoever obtains favor would rather be given. Those who have money, they use their money to build houses. But we that obtains a favor, they rather hand over the keys of mansions to him. Those who eat, they labor for it.
Baba,
I want you to answer.
And you may get your doing why you
don't know.
Baba, move a cochella in 7 days.
Father, I want you to do it within 7 days.
Here, Kori, but Koti and the Yemen.
For this topic,
where any Toba should do the sea.
That whoever you send favor to,
Mopashe,
I decree.
Toba wa la, everyone.
If you are among them,
as Sokoto, do the Atibu, where at that brother.
The shame,
get and blouse, yeah.
Get and blouse of favor.
Oh, Yabba.
Be seated, beloved.
Someone told me to hold your joke.
Tell your neighbor you are sitting by favor.
Number 6. But hold your head. You will come and shakoso.
And number 6, favor will cause you to rule over your enemies.
Not over.
In the midst of your enemies, sorry. And you will rule in the midst of your enemies. Why you always afraid of your enemies? Because favor is yet to come, but when favor comes, and you will rather rule in their midst.
The Bible talks about Joseph. Because he obtained favor from God. And the Egyptians were begging him for food. After buying food with money, they said, for us not to be starved and our children. He said, go and bring your land. And after they brought the land, they go and bring all your cattle. And listen, they began to call him their Lord. And in the midst of your enemies, you begin to rule. And the favor of God mingles with your life. And you begin to rule in the midst of your enemies. And the Bible says that the baby was
growing.
And he obtained favor from God and from man. He's talking about Christ. And, and the meaning is, he was ruling in the midst of his enemies.
So
look at him. If anyone that could not prevail over him, they could not prevail over him because there was favor upon him. And listen, when favor comes, beloved, and your family members that said,
Lord, we
rule over them this year, over your family. Listen, when favor comes, beloved. Long standing promises will be coming to pass. It is God that makes promises. But it is a favor that causes the promises to be quick to be answered. And without favor, it will take long and enemies will wrestle with the promises. You will be hearing it and it will not come to pass quickly. But when divine favor comes to you, beloved,
our
promises will be fast. And listen, favor is the sander of rain. What's supposed to take you 10 days, you will do it within a minute. Because it's no longer going to be only you that will do it. About by the compassion of God that will be doing it for you. Where some people are complaining of hardship, you will enter there with ease. Because it is through the mercy of God that is doing it for you. And listen, beloved, our favor will be pushing you to the places of comfort. For all to know that truly you have received mercy. And even the battle that comes your way, the storm or any trouble, our favor will turn into ladder. It will turn into ladder. And by the time you climb it, you will meet yourself in the room of comfort. Don't bother to ask for anything this year. And what you can ask most from God is for this rain to fall. As for you not to be deceived, the time is running out again. And the calendar of this year is running. And this is the work of favor, beloved. It will do you good. And that goodness will affect the people around you. If you desire to enjoy your life, I go and sit by someone that obtains a favor. And because without laboring, everything will be coming your way. And the favor upon one man is enough to transform the entire city.
Joseph, Egypt.
And Joseph changed or transformed his own favor to the famine on the land of Egypt. And for the 7 years of famine, our people were eating and drinking. And listen, a leader that obtains favor is the one that we should seek after all the time. And because his own favor will transform all things. And the favor of the family head, a man is enough to change the entire family.
Joseph was a portier.
And why is it that Joseph entered the house of Potiphar? And all his belongings began to increase. To the extent that he knew. I could remember a man that was sacked through conspiracy.
A multinational company.
And that multinational company began to run down. At the point, the directors wonder why the company was shaking. And one of the directors happened to be a Christian that went to pray. God told them that they have sacked favor from that company. Then they began to inquire who the person would be. And God mentioned his name. And they went to look for that man in their town. They reinstated him. And the boss asked that they pay all these arrears and they promoted him the following day.
Company contract me.
And that company won another contract. I urge you with the name of God. Don't contend with whoever obtains favor. Immediately heaven will reject you. And this is where serious problems lie.
Nigeria ni ojo ti age asopo pelu Israel be 20 years ago.
And the problem of Nigeria started the day we stopped the connection with Israel about 20 years ago.
Nigba Babangida regime.
During Babangida regime.
3-4 years now ni by Israel se mo.
I said we will no longer have bilateral relations with Israel.
Ni Nigeria wahala Nigeria ti bere to bere si ji dan dele leyi.
And that was how the problems of Nigeria began to metamorphose.
Ilu ti o ba ti ni asopo pelu won.
And the Bible says that any nation that has no bilateral relations, a relationship with them, and that nation will never prosper. And that's why the Bible says that pray for Jerusalem. And for those who love it shall prosper. Don't turn against he that obtains favor. And you are rather looking for problems. And divine favor is so powerful, beloved. It will cause people to show you favor in all spheres. And good things begin to happen to you. At least the children of God are present. Your life really desires it. Many of you are labored all through last night.
20 years, 30 years.
The night of 20 years, 30 years to no avail. But when the rain of favor comes, at once your net will catch abundance.
In Luke 5:1-8.
In Luke 5:1-8.
Yes, what?
And Jesus got to the river bank of Genesaret. And the Bible says that there were many boats there. But he entered the boat of Peter. But after using the boat for preaching, he called Peter.
Now,
juicy boo. Cast it into the deep.
And in Luke 5:5-6, Peter will be.
In Luke 5:5-6. And Peter said, all through the night, we labored. But we couldn't catch anything. But Christ said,
juicy.
Cast it into the deep. And by the time it will cast its net there, he caught abundance. The Bible says, his net tore.
Akopo.
Abundant.
In
the same river where he was casting the net all the time. Peter was experienced. He knew that at night the vision would come to the river bank. He did not fish in the day because he knew that the fishes would see the net. He had the instruments, the working implements. And he had his own workers. But there was one thing that his life lacked. That was favor. So he cast his net. He could not catch anything. But Jesus said, and this river you are referring to as a pool is an ocean. And there's a difference between a pool and an ocean. A pool is a water that flows to nowhere. And a pool has three major disadvantages.
Number one,
It will be stinking. And it will be bathed. And because it doesn't receive fresh water and doesn't flow anywhere. The third, it will be drying up. Because it has no supply of fresh water. An ocean is the river that flows to another, another river flows into it.
Yes, we pay.
And Jesus said, cast it into the ocean. Immediately, the net began to catch abundance. And Jesus the Lord turned his own favor on the work of Peter. And the life of Peter began to revive immediately. And he began to catch abundance. Listen, children of God, here present. And your life desires it more than you can imagine. And you need to ask for this rain. And you have worked too much. But it's not much for the you have run. And the worst of it is that the race is not meant for the
sweetness.
And you have tried all the means. But this world is not meant for the wise. You have exerted all your efforts and your energy. But one thing you don't know is that the Bible says that the world is not meant for the
sweetest.
So if it's not meant for the sweetest, and the food is not meant for those
that labor,
and the world is not meant for the strong men, then to whom does it belong?
It's
meant for those that obtain the favor of God. And that's why you need it. And next week, that's 7 benefits of favor. Because by the time you obtain favor, beloved, you might have money and be making savings in the bank. And you might be having fabrics or cloth and be keeping it in your wardrobe. You may go and build an estate somewhere that people don't know. But there's no way you will obtain a favor that people will not recognize you. The more you hide yourself, the more famous you become. And this is the problem with favor. And it will rather be showing you. As you complain that you don't have, people will be saying, no, you have more than enough. As you humble yourself or you hide yourself, people will say, no, you have possessed a lot of things. Because there is nothing you step into that will not be possible. And this is children of God, I want you to pray today. And you may not know how your peers make it. And those who obtain favor on earth from heaven, they don't work like this. They rather bring rewards to them. Don't ever see someone on top as workaholic. They don't work. No. They have rather climbed the ladder of mercy. And that is why you also need to pray today. And that's why Jesus began to talk about it. As Jesus said, there were many widows. But Elijah was not saying to other widows. The surprise is, just like I underlined it in my Bible, that God is the husband of widows. Why is it that he left other widows? And why is it that, just like that there was no rain for 3.5 years, there was famine, God was watching other widows starving. And within the 3.5 years, many widows could have died because of famine. But the Bible does not say that widow went to the church. And the Bible does not say that the widow prayed. And the Bible says that all the widow did was she went out and was fetching wood. And the wood she was fetching was meant for them to eat their last food.
told by Prophet Elijah openly that the, what is left for them to eat as
they die.
If there is anyone that the entire
world
that will turn to an open door. And this is what the divine favor does, to turn lost hope to open door.
Elijah did it.
And the Lord said, Elijah arise,
go
to Sarafat.
While you poke him,
you will find a widow there.
And you will for the
and she that will feed you for 3 years.
And so fair boy.
And the person that will feed another man. She wanted to eat her last food.
Elijah,
and Elijah said, prepare my own first. And there is a mystery there. And once you want to eat and beat the word bye-bye. And Elijah said, prepare my own food. Read the Bible very well below. That woman never got to the kitchen. She only turned back in obedience. And as a sign of obedience, and Elijah said, come.
Oh, need get the last one.
You will not eat the last food.
Fresh one, you are.
Rather, you will eat the fresh food. This is what favor does for mine. And it will take away stale food from one's mouth. And it will begin to feed man with fresh things. And divine favor will take you to great pasture. And where your soul will be comforted. And this is the role of favor, beloved. And at last, you can imagine the number of people that will come and buy flour and oil for the woman. And because they were just two, they could not finish up a pot of flour every day. How did you say? And the supply of flour will keep going. So they could not finish eating it. And you cannot obtain favor and eat stale food. And even the ones that you give to others, that will never stop. And the Bible says, among other widows, and the time of that woman came, and she was the only one that obtained favor. And this is where our prayer lies today. The Bible continues. Jesus said, in the time of Elijah, there were many lepers. A leper is he that has been killed halfway. And if you get to the colony of lepers, you will know that the issue of marriage is nothing to think about. If you get to the colony of lepers along the
world,
you will see it. Nobody cares to look after them.
Last time Timo phone generation sibe.
The last time Joe sent food to them.
Pastor Timo ni ko gbe lo ni so mo pe e so fun baba o.
And the pastor that went with the food said the Joe.
Pe o nje wa npe o.
That our food is being delayed.
Pe o jina sira o.
That there is much gap now.
Se baba si mo pe.
That after all Joe should know.
A o le wa lu o.
That they could not come.
Won tun so mo pastor pe
to the city.
And they told the baba leti o.
Please be reminding the G.O. And
they asked,
where would they get the fingers to press the button? And I told the pastor to keep reminding me. He said, no other person cared for them. No relatives cared for them. And nobody asked after them whether they eat or die. But the Bible says, there was a leper in the midst of many other lepers who was shown mercy. Go and bathe in River Jordan and come back. Tonight, and where I stop, I want you to pray today.
benefit.
And thereafter next week, I will tell you 7 benefits. The benefits is enough. And not to even talk to, about when one is given the 7 benefits. I've closed your Bibles today. And today's prayers are more than what you can play with. Even without boasting, if one fails to obtain favor before he departs from this world, it's as if he doesn't come. It's not proper for one to serve others till he dies. And that's why the power that says he will not taste the toll.
Agbara yo lo isaukulosi.
Children of God, tell your neighbor, valley is not good for anything. Tell him poverty is not good for anything. Tell your neighbor, lack profited not in any way. And this is the prayers, beloved. Raise your hands, please. In our Christianity,
salvation,
this salvation,
Bible too, pay,
the Bible even says, is an outstanding favor. Bible says there are some that God will not see. This is the worst of it.
Bible
says that the God of this earth has called the
hearts
of these people in the world to be dark.
So that
and all of the, we desire to save
us.
Yet,
and
there are some that will not obtain favor. Even for you to come to Christ is an outstanding favor. An outstanding favor. Raise your hands and let us pray. Raise your 2 hands, please.
Kick baby ara.
Shout thunderously.
Ori buruku iran.
Generational bad luck.
Nkan meji o le gbe nu e papo.
2 things cannot dwell inside you.
Ori buruku iran.
Generational ill luck.
O n ba soro ni. Gbo oro Oluwa.
Hear the word of God.
Ago iki ise li e.
My body is not your dwelling place.
Oh man, to joko ti won so lati pray lo ni. Iwo ori buruku iran.
Now, generational bad luck.
Ago iki ise li e.
My body is not your abode.
Daddy ma tama.
Go out and never
come. Àgọ́ ẹ̀kí ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ ẹ̀ jáde nínú àgọ́ ìmápadà. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Olúwa wa.
Amen.
Yahweh, me Jesus, okay.
Spread your 2 hands up, please.
You are me cholera.
Thou man of hatred.
Oh, but you can pray, man.
I beseech you to pray now.
I'm a brokenly, I'm here.
And that mark is a terrible mark. It is the opposite of favor.
You are me cholera.
Thou mark of hatred. The blood of Jesus should cleanse you.
In the name of Jesus. Oluwa pa mi korira re gbogbo ami ikorira ni waju ori gbogbo ami korira. Yes.
Spread your hands up, please. I beseech you to pray now. If you normally come across roadblocks in your dreams, if you normally climb the mountain without getting to the top in your dreams, and if you are trekking in your dream and you find out that when you it remains a little to get to the city, the entire way blocked. That one,
yeah,
perfect.
He is Lord. Manrika poshatala. Yenelebo rika bole. Skydabo, skendabo shata. Mubodi. Don't bash your ribby jajakan. You won't be ya. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus! Hallelujah!
Raise your hands, beloved. I want you to shout once more. With aggression. Your noise can change things.
Baba.
Father.
No.
Baba. Father. Separate me and failure. Separate me and failure.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Raise your hands again. I beseech you again. Shout. With great noise. Strike, O thunder of power. Where my father turned back. Mercy of God, make
me to
Amen. Three more, beloved. Raise your hands.
Oluwa.
Lord.
Roye pe pada nibi tan tin fi ipin mi se pe.
About spells and curses where they are casting spell on my destiny.
Nibi kibi tan tin fi ipin mi se pe.
Wherever they are casting spells on my destiny.
Emi mimo roye pe pada.
Holy Spirit, about it.
Roye pe pada.
About it.
Gbogbo bi tan tin fi ipin mi se pe.
Wherever they cast spell on my destiny.
Ata Olorun roye pe pada.
Son of God.
E pe Jesu e wa fi tara gbadu. Jesu Oluwa wa. And I want you to keep cooking.
Raise your hands once more.
Ojoju rere da.
Rain of favor, where are you?
So concern to le be gbele iwo nikan lo le gba.
No one can say this prayer. You are the one that will say it for yourself.
Ojoju rere da.
Rain of favor, where are you?
Ro lori mi dale.
Fall on me till old age.
Concern to le be gba olufe. Iwo nikan soso lo le gba. Ojoju rere nada.
Rain of favor, where are you?
Ro lori mi dale.
Fall on me to load it.
E pe Jesu e te le fi tara gbadun. Je ki ojoju rere o ro. Lataro titi dale. Lataro aye mi di ale aye mi. Je ki ojo yi o ro. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oluwawa.
Amen.
A lot of apostles.
God of apostles. There is none like you.
Baba.
Father.
Joseph.
As Joseph obtained a favor. And the favor of God in the life of Noah. And delivered him from the great flood. And caused the flood to be drained. And the ark floated. I pray. The time has come now. Divine favor over your life may it swallow the battles of your life.
Joseph
obtained favor.
He
was cast into the world, but the water dried before he got there. He was sold into the Midian. The Midianites sold him into the land of Egypt. And favor took him to the house of Potiphar. And favor pushed him to the prison. As though he would die in prison. And not knowing that prison is the highway to the palace of Pharaoh. And from prison.
Prime Minister.
And favor
pushed him
to the position of Prime Minister.
Where
enemies think they have caged
you.
Favor will push you out now. I say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Angel now saw Patofusa Maria.
And the angel said clearly to Mary,
for
the blessed are you
ninu awon obirin
among women.
The
meaning is she obtained favor of God.
Maria of all iran to iran to wa ati iran to nba ati iran to tun bo.
And Mary affected her generation and the generations yet to come.
Mo pasha loruko Jesus
Christ. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ojurere iradena ko wonu ipin eba.
Generational favor may it enter your life.
Ni irin ajo adun ito bere.
In the journey of the year you have started.
Olorun lo yo Isaac kuro ninu iyan.
God delivered Isaac from famine.
Abimelech kisi kuro sinu iyan.
But Abimelech died in famine.
Whoa, TB, Esau and Jacob.
Esau and Jacob were yet to be born.
Oluwani Jacob.
And God said, Jacob, I love.
Esau.
Esau. I hate.
Mo pasha.
I decree.
Laarin omo ye ojurere yo gbe ori esun.
Among your mother's siblings, favors will lift your head. Hear the word of God from today. The creature called favor. That anyone that sees you will tell you he has been ordered to show you mercy. That creature mingles with you. Journey with favor. May the glory be made known.
Going for Jesus
Christ. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
We hope you have received the touch of God through this message. You can visit our church headquarters at Kilometer 6 Ibadan Ife Expressway, Adigbayi, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria, or any of our branches nearest to you, or contact us on these telephone numbers 0803-470-5051 or 0812-691-5695. You can also send your email to power@cpecinternational.org. Remain blessed.